Blog Talk Radio.
Whoever made you exist, I see the beauty in your jeans by the way that they fit. So, what you say? Can I trade you for your?
about you, I can play you if you're with it. Guarantee you won't regret it. This is my stop. And by the way, my name's Hip Hop.
Yes, yes,
I used to love them. Yeah, I used to love them. I used to love them. Yeah, I used to love them. I used to love them. Oh yes, I was killing him, no quest. Love the way he slick with it, but he's still the most best. And the way we danced made my feelings evolve. Cause with his hands he was killing me softly. Then he got on stage in front of all the screens and told them all a story about the girl of his dreams. How her legs fit her jeans like the world's in between. Met her on the way to Brooklyn, but he called her his queen. And on the real, he had an ill flow, swag that could kill shows. Something about the way he spoke made me feel whole, made me feel so damn it was attracting. Had him screaming hip hop, everybody clapping. Presence was a gift, must be why they call it rapping. Told him he would make it big, he said he never thought it happened. Back then I seen him going platinum like his chain was. A future where everybody knew what his name was. We fell in love and said nothing would ever change us. Even though people told us that's what the game does. Even Pop said, baby, don't get used to him. He just wanna zoom a zoom zoom in your boom boom. He'll hit the moon soon, watch what it'll do to him. What he's saying now, watch him pick a new tune. Still I stayed true to him, told him that he's not. Cause all I ever cared about was hip-hop.
Yes, yes,
I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love them. Yeah, I used to love them. I used to love them. Yeah. Yes, yes. I used to love them cause we had a lot in common. Back when all he had was a speaker box and rhyming. I was proud to see him shine, getting treated like a star. But it seemed the more he rose, more I seen him from above. Labels told him he'll be next to Buzz if he made songs about sex and drugs. I told him, never mind that, speak from your heart. Why gain the world and lose your soul just to creep up the charts? But he never answered me, just told me that he loved me and how I was the world. He never put nothing above me. Now all he rap about is fucking bitches getting money. Every week a different song, every pick a different honey. I don't think this shit is funny. That ain't cool, you got me looking like a dummy. Tell me that ain't true. Am I a fool or the only one that ain't fool? What happened to the real hip-hop? That ain't you, damn. Should've listened when they told me I was wrong for you. But you showed me what art is and I was drawn to you. We used to be so in tune, I wrote the song for you. Cause every once in a while I still mourn for you. Rip to hip-hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. Don't stop, the one, two, consists is gold to drop. Ha ha, ha ha.
Yes, people, it's another Friday, a great Friday at that, a beautiful Friday. I'm here, of course, like I'm always, never anything except when I'm not here, but I be here, you know what I mean? But I'm here, yes, it's a great show. I'm here, Flame's actually here, which I'm shocked about because he's actually on time. I'm so shocked about that shit.
Shut up, nigga.
Yeah, it's about that time, Flame. So,
I hate you, man.
You know
it'll be my fault, man. It'll be my fault, man. My phone will be on real nigga time. It's sponsored by Smack.
Yeah.
It ain't my fault, nigga.
T-Mobile. Sprint.
Fuck Sprint.
That's on you on your Sprint shit.
Yeah, fuck Sprint. I'm still on that shit.
But yeah. I got a lot to do tonight and everything. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be an epic night. But I think it's time to get into these intros. Y'all know who it is. It's me. Everybody knows. Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadow Eagle, my friend, Flame.
Yo, yo, what the fuck is that?
What?
That shit right there, nigga, what the fuck is that?
This?
That shit, nigga. Why is that?
Oh, I just bought it. You like it? I just bought it. You like it?
Ah, that shit's a little funny, nigga. What the fuck is that shit, bud?
I mean, what does it look like?
Why is it there, nigga? Like, why is that there?
Because I bought... Okay, okay. Everybody's telling me I need to be more musical with everything I do. So, therefore, I'm taking up an instrument. And what better than this?
Nigga.
What?
Why you got this big-ass fucking thing in the middle of the room, dog?
Because!
In the middle of this small-ass fucking room, nigga, you got this big-ass... Why you got that, nigga? Like, what the fuck is this for, dog?
It's for tonight. It's for tonight, all right? I bought it for tonight. Bought it from Accent Music today. You know, I didn't know they had these. I didn't know they had harps. I really didn't. They got a like where the okay the Accent on Accent Music on Kirkwood Highway. They actually got a basement, and they keep like the big ass instruments down there. Yeah, I bought a harp. Don't judge.
Hey, how the fuck did you get this shit up the steps though?
I help.
Like. you too small to get this up. Like, no, I ain't trying to throw no shots, nigga, but you small, nigga. Like, this shit's like twice your size, nigga.
I bought a donkey.
You been practicing on this motherfucker, though?
Yes. Did you see it? Did you not hear that chord I just played, my nigga? Did you not
play
hear
again.
That chord I just played?
Play it again.
I got skills, my nigga. I have skills with this shit. I don't play no games.
Yo, man, I gotta say pause. I gotta say pause right now. I don't know why the fuck you got this shit here. Like, I don't know the meaning. It's too big. It's right here. Like, I don't know.
It's not gonna be for long. It's not gonna be for long. It's not gonna be two niggas for long.
All right, can you just move that into like the other room or something until? So it ain't.
This thing is
like
that's
you will that
heavy.
Shit. Like,
I don't got the donkey no more. I don't got the donkey no more. I had to take that back. I only rented that shit.
Like this shit is crazy. Like this shit got glitter and sparkles on it, dog.
It don't have glitters and sparkles. It's gold,
nigga. I seen the glitter and sparkles, nigga. When you hit the
it's
fucking
gold,
car, When you hit the C chord, the pixie dust flew up in the air, nigga.
Just
I seen it.
Just do your intro. Just shut up and do your intro.
I've seen the pixie dust. You got pixie dust all over the fucking table.
Just do the
all
damn intro.
Pixie dust all over the fucking table. Got glitter on my fucking shirt and shit, nigga.
Just shut up and do your intro. Your whack ass
I'm
intro.
I'm supposed to do an intro with fucking glitter. What's that bullshit? See, that's why I don't like short people.
That's why I'm like Hollywood, Malcolm.
As I brush this glitter and shit off me, y'all know what it is, man. It's the real old flame. Old flame, shadowy, man. Know what we do. That's it. I'm throwed off right now. It's fucking glitter.
and y'all know me. Isn't Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy, Gorilla Crush Scandals. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove. So fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. And if y'all don't like that, y'all know what?
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Stop that shit, Riley! Fuck everybody who hates Breakfast Queen. Fuck all everybody who hates especially Flame. Because he always hating on me. I'm most hated nigga end up where
dust,
that
nigga
hate him.
Fuck you in this
anyway,
pixie dust.
Pixie dust. Damn it. Anyway, we got a great show. We got a great fucking show tonight. All seriousness, we got a great fucking show tonight. It's going to be epic because, okay, I'm going to try to not sound thirsty when I say this, but this, I'm probably one of this girl's biggest fans. I'm seriously like one of her biggest fans because I've been following her career for years. It's definitely been a minute. I say it's been maybe since 2009 maybe that I can think of. But yeah, I've been following her career for years and everything. Multi-talented, the one and only Shay Star is going to be in the building tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be super, super crazy. And y'all some ignorant ass. Y'all can't even clap for that. Damn. See how they be doing? But I love y'all. Y'all know what it is. But yeah, Chase Star is definitely going to be in the building. Of course, we got Battle Talk and we got headlines. So it's going to be a great, great fucking show. Oh, and, Blaine, you want to tell them or should I?
Was that
that what we just discussed right before
the exclusive we give y'all something exclusive, man. Brand new single by your boy O Flame featuring Crush the Catalyst, already hitting airwaves on the radio stations. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't even officially released this joint yet, and the DJs co-signed it and blasting off with it. You know what I mean? So we figure we might as well give it to y'all first. So we're going to blast that off for y'all tonight, you know what I'm saying, at some point. Let y'all get a sneak peek at it before we let the rest of the world hear it. And, you know,
that's
what it is, man.
Because
spread the love.
That's how much we love y'all. I'm going to take this. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this music break. Then I'm going to come back with these headlines. And, yeah, we're going to rock out like that. Y'all know what it is. Matter of fact, what am I playing? Yo, I haven't played this in a minute. So, shout out to Jux Diamond and everything. Jux Diamond, don't fuck with me. Y'all know what it is. You rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Lag out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jux. Okay. Talk shit, back it up, so bot execute. Smack the shit out of a rapper, do. No need to clap at you. Got little homies that would do their job and stay true. Got no time for the convo. No he say, she say. I bring that hot nine drama like Jay's. I'm not with the child's play. I would push your wig back like Trump's toothpaste. I'm like a night night riding through these Brooklyn blocks. You know it's back block gang, and we can't be stopped. I'm like the juggernaut, bitch, when I'm breaking down these barriers. I might snap and lock jaw like a bull terrier. When you apply pressure to a coat, it turn to diamond. And Brooklyn's the borough, and I'm the new Tyrant. So such and such over there wanna fuck with me. Turn his lights out quick like 1, 2, yeah. Now, I see we got a problem. It ain't nothing to me, just to starve on. How you wanna use the odds of a revolver? 44 blue lightning, yeah, that's 6 shot of light. Clap, 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 clap. We let that thing clap, 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 clap. Yeah, we let that thing clap. Yeah, talking, but they all whispers. Niggas only talk tough when they on Twitter. Yeah, they love the jokes, but and they say they real bitter. They want love from me, but they get the finger. I don't resort to violence. I stay quiet. Loud niggas talk shit that real moving silence like. You hear that? Creeping on the come up. Smack them with that same. Now, nigga, what's up?
told homeboy I'm not the one to play with your family. Thinking you an end, you about to get your wings clipped. If you want drama, get gunned up and clap quick. Put that thing in his vision and let it spark quick. You the one who said all of my joints is a classic. Don't dislike me cause you suck at this rapping. I'm not with that talk or that yappity yapping. Punch you in your mouth, blood right up your fat lip. Now, I see we got a problem. It ain't nothing to me, just to solve them. How you wanna choose the ox or revolver? 44 blue lightning, yeah, that six shot of light. Clap, 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 clap. We let that thing clap. One body, two body, three body, four. The fifth nigga try to reach, left him on the floor. I follow up Big Zig, kicked in his door. Fist to your jaw, box the head, even I'm not into the bullshit or into the conflict. I don't speak in third party, I speak to you direct. Get sweat talk my chest, never talk under breath. Strong man, homie, so please come real correct. Yeah, now I see we got a problem. It ain't nothing to me, just to solve them. How you wanna choose the ox or revolver? 44 blue lightning, yeah, that six shot of light. Clap, 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 clap. We let that thing clap. Clap, 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 clap. Yeah, we let that thing clap.
Yeah, man, that's so deserving. Bossy up in it. Miss Shadowy, man, yeah. Stay rocky and I roll, man. I'm rock and roll all day, all the way. You know what I'm saying? Skulls and chains, crossbones and things. You know what I'm saying? Angel wings. Let's go, rock and roll.
Never used to be. Truly, I was confusing. See, cause I'm a shy kind of guy. Confidence came true and leave it so fluently. Yeah, with the music, see, cause when I start to go and get into a zone, I snap like I'm bomb mixed with Mystic Kyle. With twist, twister with an angry undertone. So sick that I know I'm the shit. Go out to the club, nigga, bitch on my dick. Wanna shout at a thug, you should've checked the trick. Now I'm walking out the door with a palms on my stick. You mad at me, cause I got your bitch, cause you wasn't knowing what you was supposed to. Kid, messing with a man, so she rolling with a click. Eating long length sauces, fucking on clay.
She shot a ride when we up in the club. She rocking, rolling body. I'm over my weapon and love. She fucking grabbing in the past. Beating up that axe, she's been tagging me with an enemy so rapidly.
Oh my
she wants a manny from the tip status of the sticky rabbit. Gotta have it, so I dab it from the hip. Oh Lord,
oh Lord.
She know me, she want me, she need me, she horny, don't wanna let go. Oh. We rockin' and we roll, roll, rocky when we roll, roll. Cocky when you tell me, you can't tell me when I go.
If we ride, if we fly, watch who your shorty taking home.
If we live, it's some time,
we gotta know it.
Coming, coming, and I'm like, I know, girl, I go, then for tell, I rock and roll, not everywhere, and I put in the show, bust me the girl that you all need to know, I am the place, shadow, we use the mo, got a lot of big dreams, watch them all unfold, hold on to your girl, cause she knows I'm a girl, and my nigga's right there, so you already know, your wife, she said she like me, yeah, she said she wanna bite it, she said she wanna lick it up, cause she had never tried it, she said that you were in a life that we would have to hide it, but I'm really feeling your girl, if I try it, she won't fight it, but I ain't gonna keep a dog, I swear I'll give her right back, and you can thank me later for the shots after the nightcap, show you how to do a shadow weave, but that shit's made for games. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that's my claim to fame.
Rockin' and rollin', holdin' the mic. mic with a flow that's golden. Microphone fiend that's for the guillotine. Someone that's too bound to know. The Jamaican city, red rockin' up. Who need up in all black? Shadow we rap with a rapper who's supposed to be bouncing. It's all out. When you speed it up, it's like you beat it up. Like a sleeve at that hood uppercut. Got shorty here trying to govern up. Like a milkshake here, girl, suck it up. Want me to fuck it up? I know you niggas mad at me because I go to the club stuff. Cause I'm a little different. Your bitch, she can lie on me and the crew like lunch. She say she love the swag cause it's off the rack. I say fuck the rag, I'm fresh. Say this love the flow cause you saw the track. I say baby, I do my best. Say when you be on stage, you amp the shit. You keep them hype like a wild boy. Can you come back home with me? Leave my pussy all destroyed. Wow. Get up on this shit. Rock and roll on it till my shit stick. Till I'm at attention, dent in the zipper of my jeans with a tin standing in that full mass. Fill them your hips and touch for your lips, man. Look at all the ass. Shit getting wet from the way I spit. See rock and roll with this.
Good evening, everybody. I am Chris the Catalyst, and these are our headlines. Well, I got three tonight. One is kind of funny. One is sad, and one is just ridiculously sick. So which one are we starting off with, Flynn?
Might as well go with the sick shit, nigga.
You would want to go with the sick shit.
Hey, man. Might as well make it entertaining, nigga.
No, this ain't entertaining. This is just wrong of all measures.
What you got for
me? It's not even funny. Like, all right, a mother was arrested for jamming a vibrator in her daughter and her child's anus. Her son.
The fuck?
According to Morningstar.com, 21-year-old Rakeisha Burns of Phoenix, Arizona, is held by the police for shoving a vibrator into her 2-year-old son's rectum.
Wow. The fucking point was that?
I have no clue. Like, I'm looking into it. They just saying this under investigation right now. They really didn't say give or reason or whatsoever.
So, these bitches just throw it out here, dog.
Beyond, like, I can't even imagine that, like. I know it's fucked up to say, but I hope she gets her ass whooped in jail. It's a fucked up thing to say, but Maverick, no, it ain't. No, it's not.
Wow.
It's really not. I hope she get her ass whooped in jail. You
I don't even know what to say,
like,
about that shit.
You deserve your ass beat for that. Like, you deserve whatever's coming to you. Real talk. You would want to start with that.
I don't even want to talk about nothing like that. That shit crazy.
Yeah. And we might as well, since that's all bugged out, might as well go to, like, the somber moment. We lost two people this week. We lost Paul Walker and we lost Nelson Mandela. Moment of silence for both of them. All right. But it's crazy, though, like, me, personally, Nelson Mandela, like, great pioneer. And 95 ain't bad. 95 ain't bad at all. After everything he went through, 95 is, like, wow.
Yeah, because people thought he was going to live forever. He talked to OG Nitty. OG Nitty was like, yo, he ain't never going to pass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he really held in for a minute, man. Like, you can't even really feel too bad or feel too sad about that situation. Honestly, like, he lived a long, long life, man. He been through a lot, and he overcame a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that
shows it's all about will. Like, his will and determination. Like, he kept pushing no matter what. Like, so... condolences to his family and friends, close friends, everybody, and also Paul Walker. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. That whole thing is just bugged out. Like, the video of the car up in flames. Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen it. I wasn't even gonna watch it. Like, there's certain shit, man, you just don't need to be putting on the internet.
I know, like, but I didn't want to watch it. I really didn't want to watch it, but it's like, I don't know, something drew me to it. So I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're not respecting, like, the man family, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't giving them no time to grieve at all. Yeah, like, you putting this shit all over the fucking internet. You know
TMZ
what I'm saying? Like,
TMZ ain't shit either.
They ain't never been shit. You know what I'm saying? Them or media take out. Like, they ain't never been shit.
I mean, like, why would you make Tyrese crying at the memorial site, like, breaking news? Like, that's disrespectful. Like, they were probably really good friends. I mean, the Fast and Furious franchise has been going on for how long? Like, they probably, like, close to brothers. Like, you couldn't give him, like, that peace and that time to be.
It is what it is, man. It's the world we live in.
Yeah, I guess.
I ain't stressing. Sad, it's 104 walkers that die on our block every day. They don't get no coverage. You know what I'm saying?
Especially in Northside.
Yeah, especially where we from. So, you know, sending condolences, you know what I mean? Hope they get through it. And gotta keep pushing.
It's sad how the world is, how we can just break it down like that, but, hey.
Yeah, you ain't got no
on
choice.
A lighter note, yeah. On a lighter note, though, somebody has put Kanye into his place. And it's actually kind of funny who's doing it. Take a guess, boy. Anybody.
I don't know who.
Nick Cannon.
Oh, come on.
Yep, Nick Cannon. It was right from, when was Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving was the 28th, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, on the 27th, Nick got to his Twitter and everything and started tweeting. He's like, I love Kanye like a brother, and I've been a fan of him, the biggest fan in front of him since day one. But genius is internal patience. And he also says Kanye. Real geniuses don't tell everybody they're geniuses. And he goes on to talk, basically break down how Kanye's not a genius for like 4 or 5 tweets. So, yeah.
Nobody's taking that dude serious.
Oh, Kanye or Nick Cannon?
Both.
Yeah, that's sad.
Nobody takes Nick Cannon. I can't knock Nick Cannon as a businessman. Like, he really about his shit, you know what I'm saying? But they on two different paths, you know what I'm saying? Like, they on two different struggles right now. I can't even say Nick's struggling. Like, he pretty much conquering anything he's setting up to do. You know what I'm saying? With the TV networks and all that shit. But I don't know. Like I told you last time, man, like I feel where Kanye coming from. You know what I'm saying? So I think he just voicing that shit all wrong. I don't really agree with the whole Walt Disney shit that he keep trying to push. You know what I mean? He's trying to say he like Walt Disney, he like Steve Jobs and all that shit. I don't he kind of, that's like a Sue Surf reach. But I understand the struggle. You know what I mean? I understand the struggle, though. You know what I mean? So you just need to stop crying about that shit. And it's crazy because these companies is doing them dirty. Like, I don't know if you paid attention, but he left Nike and went to Adidas, right? Mm-hmm. So he got like a $10 million deal with Adidas. But as soon as he left Nike, Nike signed a deal with Drake.
Wow.
That's that crazy shit. You know what I mean? And they did that shit out of spite. Because if you look at that Breakfast Club interview, he bigged up Drake all throughout that fucking interview. All throughout that interview, he bigged up Drake. You know what I'm saying? And that's just happened to motherfucker that they give the deal to. Like, they did that shit out of spite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hopefully he can make something work with Adidas. I don't know. And speaking of Adidas, they just dropped Teyana Taylor.
No.
Yeah, she was supposed to have a shoe line come out with them. They dropped her.
supposedly it was over the Twitter beef she had with Rihanna. And she had posted up the picture of Rihanna after she got her ass whooped by Chris. And they're trying to say that they don't condone or promote any violence, and you know they can't align themselves with anybody that promotes that behavior. But I honestly think they dropped her because on her Instagram she be showcasing all like the LeBrons and all these other different sneakers that she be rocking that don't have nothing to do with Adidas. You know what I mean? Which is a dumbass move. But yeah, they shoved her shit, man. She was supposed to, her shoe was supposed to drop on Black Friday. And that shit ain't never dropped.
Alright, man. But yeah, it is time. It's time. I want to get into this interview. Don't judge me. And dope ass music. This goes straight to you. Go to hell. Go to hell in a wicker basket, gasoline soaked. That's how I feel right now. If you wanna be on Instagram trying to flame niggas, go to hell in a wicker basket and gasoline soaked. Alright. Now that I got that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, badass adolescents, all that yada yada, and everything. Oh, damn, work. See, now I gotta go get the harp again.
Come on, son. Just clean all that fucking stuff up.
I gotta go get the stall. I gotta go get it. Stall.
Just clean all that shit, nigga. Like, come on, son.
Can you just...
I ain't coming over here no more for this fucking show. I ain't coming over here for this show no more.
Anyway,
you're going to be doing this fucking fairy stuff shit.
Anyway, remember, I don't need the harp. Damn it.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented, I don't even know all the titles that I can put on her. Singer, model, radio personality, CEO. The list can go on. I mean, really. So, I'm going to just let her tell you everything about her. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to bring you Shay Star, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Jay?
What's up?
What's up?
Good.
I'm here. What's up with y'all? Like, I mean, 302, stand the fuck up. I'm just saying.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 302, stand up. We in the building.
Turn up.
Definitely glad to have you on the show. You know what I'm saying? You definitely putting in that work.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all having me. You know, I tell Crush this all the time. You know, it's really hard to find people in our own city who, you know, are willing to step out and, you know, network and work with each other. So I definitely appreciate y'all even taking the time to have me on here tonight, like real talk. So thank you.
Anytime. We definitely try to show love to, especially our, like you said, our city, because it's so hard, man. Like the crabbing the barrel mentality, you know, we stay away from that. So we see somebody pushing and trying to do something, you know what I mean? We support that as much as we can.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I say it all the time. We the smallest state in the United States. We only got 3 counties in the whole state, and I believe that we the most divided, and that's the problem with that. So, you know, for y'all being up there repping Newcastle County, and I'm down here in Sussex County, it's like, let's just bridge this gap and turn up all the way.
Right though. But let the people know who is Shay Star. Like, let the people know who are you, in case they've been sleeping under a rock and they really don't know.
Well, who is Shay Star? Well, I am Shay Star, you know, for all of y'all who don't know. I am the CEO and co-founder of ShayStar.com, which is an entertainment-based website, where, you know, we're not the typical fashion trash site. You know, we actually take entertainment and use it as a way to educate our peers, because, you know, so often in the entertainment business, you know, we're always highlighting the negativity and the gossip and sex, the money, the drugs, and, you know, all that is entertainment, but at the end of the day, that's not the business of entertainment. And, you know, as Crush, you know, stated, I came into the game as an R&B artist, and, you know, I did that for 8 years, and it was a crazy grind, you know, going on tour and recording, you know, mixtapes and albums and, you know, just trying to find real people in this industry who are willing to, you know, just give me a shot and really take me as an artist and my craft seriously, especially being a woman. You know, it's really hard to find people to support you who are genuine, because you're always dealing with that, well, is this person really interested in trying to help me, or are they just trying to, you know, get between my legs? But, you know, it was a learning process, and a lot of things that, you know, I had to go through to, you know, make, you know, me who I am today. Even with me branching off into the modeling and, you know, the video vixen and the eye candy segment that I did, you know, that was a short-lived period in my life, but I learned so much, you know, about the business through that, you know, on how people operate and, you know, how to, you know, maneuver within the business and how to manage relationships. So I basically took everything that I learned in those 8.5 years that I was, you know, pushing, you know, being an artist and, you know, being a model, and I dumped all those experiences into ShayStar.com. So now basically what we do is we've created a platform for independent artists, entrepreneurs, and just creative people. You don't even have to be within the entertainment business. You can be a lawyer, a doctor, a nurse, a painter, you know, whatever it is that you do. You know, we've created this platform for you to not only promote your brand, but for you to also network with other like-minded people, you know, just to help cross-brand and promote whatever it is you're doing, open up, you know, people from audiences that probably would have never heard of you before. You know, we definitely strive to be that different. And also in that, we also definitely make sure that we try to teach those, you know, who are trying to be a part of this industry the right way to do it. You know, it's one thing to want to be in the entertainment business, but it's another thing to know the business of entertainment. And once I learned the business of entertainment, I realized real fast that I no longer wanted to be in the entertainment business, which is why, you know, which is one of the main reasons why I stepped out the spotlight, you know, to create ShayStar.com to help other people, you know, figure it out. So, you know, in a nutshell, that's me.
That's so poetic.
I mean, it's just what it is, you know. You know, we just, you know, we're just so happy, and I say we because, you know, ShayStar, yes, ShayStar is a person, ShayStar is a personality, but ShayStar.com and ShayStar Radio, ShayStar TV, Team ShayStar, you know, that's the brand. And, you know, it takes a lot of people, you know, to make ShayStar.com what it is. You know, I'm definitely not doing this by myself, so whenever people always hear me reference we, I'm talking about we as in Team ShayStar and everybody who's employed at ShayStar.com.
Most definitely shout out the whole Team ShayStar, because y'all go hard. No, like, that easily breaks down. Y'all go hard. When a tweet is sent out, like, tagging any of y'all in it, like, an inbox will blow up. I can tweet your name right now, and, like, I'll get 15, 27, like, retweets. Like, y'all go hard. Definitely.
They already know you got to go hard to go home. I don't be playing no games with these people. Like, you know, you can't claim, you know, the ShayStar brand if you ain't got no hustle in your bones. That's one thing about me. Like, I grind. Like, I'm in Brooklyn right now, you know, talking to y'all. So it's like, you know, you got to make moves, and you got to be willing to step outside your box and really, you know, go for what you know and grind it out.
Yeah, they definitely play those games, dude. I posted that promo video, and I swear, like, no more than, like, 5 seconds after I posted that video, my phone got, like, 28 retweets. Like, I thought my phone was tripping. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like,
I saw the video. Who put the video together? That was really nice.
I did that. Yeah, O'Flame, I did that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It was easy work, believe me.
Yeah.
I was not complaining.
Like, oh, right. Gosh. See, that's why I cut that shit out right there. Look, it it be bugging me out because I meet people, you know, just in everyday life, and they be like, you know, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Shay Star. So, you know, they go home and they Google me or whatever, and then the next time I see them, like, oh, I seen your pictures, and I'm like, oh, God. That's exactly why I don't say Google me no more, because we'll bring up some things, and oh my gosh, the conversation just totally changes after that. I'd be having to like run people off, but you know, it come with the business, it come with the territory. You know, I thank God, you know, like I said, that I was even able to share, you know, within those experiences. You know, even though the modeling thing was short lived for me, you know, I got a lot of, you know, love from a lot of, you know, big names. You know, This Is 50. You know, feature me, you know, twice, and shout out to celebrity photographer Felix Natel Jr., who, you know, was actually a photographer behind, you know, all of those shots, and, you know, I landed a couple of features in a couple of magazines, you know, Don Peace Mag and Garbery Magazine and a couple of other little, you know, girly, you know, eye candy magazines and stuff, but, you know, and it definitely, you know, was a blessing because it added to, you know, my fan base and my traffic, so it's definitely not nothing that I regret. Mm-hmm. You know, that was something that, you know, I stepped into, and, you know, sometimes you just realize that some things ain't for you. But, you know, I loved it, though. You know, I got a chance to, you know, show a different side of me that people weren't used to seeing. You know, you hear the music, and then you see me, and it's like, oh, shit. But, you know, it works out, though. You know, you just got to use it for what it's worth and, you know when to give it up.
Right.
So
let's break down Shay, because Shay know Shay on her show. I'm gonna tell you about Shay on her show. She be getting like down and dirty to the nitty gritty of artists.
Absolutely.
To the point where it's like you feel their soul. So that's what I want to do right now. Now. Let's go into, like, really getting to the point of who is Shay Star. Now, you started, you was born in Oklahoma, right?
Yep, OKC, so that's for me. Shout out to Adele Rose, you know. OKC, we putting on for the city. Make sure y'all go check him out, man. He's definitely, can I say it again? I definitely got a shout out. Adele Rose and the whole, you know, team Shay Star down Oklahoma City, man, y'all, they definitely putting on for me. So, you know, I definitely want Oklahoma City to not be, you know, missed in this conversation because, you know, I rep Delaware because I grew up there, but I am from Oklahoma City, so I definitely always got to shout out the home team. But, you know, Mike T and Josie Coco, they down there holding it down for us. And, you know, I actually had the pleasure today to hang out with Zab Zuda and Liddell Rose. Dad Judah and Liddell Rose, and they putting on for the city. So make sure y'all check out the fight tomorrow on Showtime. It's definitely going to be crazy, you know. But keep going.
Right. Yeah, we getting in. So when do you move to Dover?
What'd you say?
When did you move to Dover?
I moved to Dover when I was 6 years old. For good. We were back and forth, you know, in between those years, but we settled in for good my kindergarten year. So I've definitely been in Delaware all my life, but OKC is always going to be home because that's where my heart is, you know.
How was the transition?
Well,
it's a lot different. How was the transition? Because obviously between Oklahoma City and
oh, my
and
God, this is a fucking insane, dude. Like, Delaware ain't nothing but a smaller version of Oklahoma. That's it. They still got cornfields and chickens and cows running around out there, too. Maybe 10 times more than we do. So it was I did hate leaving my family because I had no family in Delaware. My mother and my father were in the Navy, so you know, the move was not, you know, by choice. And like I said, we left all of my family there because I don't have no family in Delaware. or nowhere, or, you know, up this way. So, you know, it definitely was a hard transition. But, you know, my family is so loving and compassionate that, you know, you would never know that, you know, I didn't grow up with my cousins, or, you know, that my grandmother, you know, wasn't a vital, you know, piece to my life, because we always had a very, very, very strong bond. And, you know, it wasn't a summer or a holiday that, you know, I wasn't trying to get back home. So transition wasn't hard. It was just, you know, missing real family, you know. But, you know, I've been here for so long that I've just adopted, you know, a new family. So it's cool, you know. I love Delaware, though. I wouldn't, you know, trade it for the world. You know, people ask me all the time, like, Shay, you always in New York? Are you always in Atlanta? Are you always here? Are you always there? Why don't you just move? And I'm like, I don't want to move. I like Delaware. You know, I like Delaware, you know, for my kid, you know, because, you know, I'm a single mom, you know, making it do what it do. And, you know, the city is just not somewhere where I would, you know, prefer to raise my kids. So, you know, to be able to, you know, come home to Delaware when I can just be, you know, regular and just live a regular life. Because, you know, when I'm in the city, I got to be Shay Star, I got to be turned up, I got to be camera ready and all of that all the time. But, you know, sometimes I just like to just chill and just be normal. So, you know, when I'm able to come back to Delaware, it gives me, you know, that separation and that peace. So, you know, for everybody out there hating on Delaware, please believe that this is definitely a wonderful spot to raise your kids and to retire. So, you know, if the crime rate is low, you know, we don't have, you know, a lot of the situation. Yeah, well, you know, y'all don't count. Like, y'all like a subsidy of Philly up there, so. But down here where I'm at, you know, in these cornfields and these chicken coops, you know, we don't see too much of that.
Right. So, how'd you get into music?
How did I get into music? Well, my family has always been ingrained in music. My uncle sang, you know, rest in peace to him. He had a deal. He was really, really big back in the day. And my great uncle was actually was signed to Motown. They went by the name of Jackson Controversy, and it's so funny because this is a little story that they used to always tell us when we were growing up, that it used to always be, you know, controversy between them and the Jackson 5, because they were five brothers that went by, you know, the Jacksons. So, you know, people used to always mix them up, and used to always be some beef about the way they should change their name and stuff. So music has just always been a part of me, and, you know, everybody around me, you know, I grew up in church, so, you know, singing in the choir was definitely something that was big for me. I just love music. I love the way that it touches people. I love the way that, you know, the lyrics, you know, can paint stories and pictures, you know, for those who couldn't say it, you know what I mean? So just music, you know, for me is just deeper than, you know, being on a stage, you know, in front of people and singing, you know, to be glorified in that way. Music for me is just like medicine to my soul. So, you know, naturally, you know, growing up, you know, I used to write poetry, and, you know, I used to, you know, buy, I don't know if y'all remember, but you remember back in the day when you bought a single, it would always have the single, the instrumental, and the acapella version. Well, I would always take the I would always take the instrumental and, you know, write my own songs to them. And, you know, I was doing mixtapes before I even knew what a mixtape was, you know, taking those beats and, you know, using a tape recorder to record, you know, my vocals, and then dub it over top of, you know, the instrumental, and then putting it all together. Like, you know, I was doing that stuff at like 7 and 8 years old, not even realizing, you know, what I was doing. So, you know, again, it's just always been a part of me, and, you know, it's something that will never leave me. You know, I get asked all the time, like, Shay, when are you going to go back in the studio and record? And you know, I haven't been in the booth in over almost 4 years, and I'm not going to lie, wow. You know, I'm not going to lie, I miss it. But, you know, like I said, this path that I'm on now is just a little bit more, I wouldn't quite say beneficial, but, it's moving a lot faster, you know, than it was when I was, you know, running around trying to be an artist. But, you know, music will always be a part of me. It's something that'll never leave. So, you know, you never know. Stay tuned. One day I might trick y'all or something and bust out with a new single. But don't get your hopes up.
Well, we go harass for a week.
We go harass you and all your 100 followers, Twitter soldiers that you got to retweet everything.
You gonna hear us? Cause you gonna hear us?
I might
put the whole shadowy team again.
Every interview that you do, we gonna be right there, like, yo, when that single dropping?
Right. every radio show you do, when that single dropping?
You got it. You got it. All good.
Because me personally, I got a song I've been wanting you on for years, and it's just sitting there because ain't nobody else going to touch it unless it's you singing on it.
On some real talk, he ain't even lying. Like, he's really not lying. Ever since he came around, you know what I'm saying? Like, ever since he came around part of the team or whatever, he's been telling me about this song. And he was saying, like, yo, I want to get Shay Star on this. I've been hitting her up. I can't never get in touch with her. She'll hit me back. Like, this was like 2 years ago. You know what I mean? So.
Well, now I know. I didn't know she, like, completely retired. I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I switched over to ShayStar.com, like, everything got put on pause. Everything got put on pause.
And, yeah, your team really do go hard. Yo, Crush, what was that dude name? Every show that we did, he was there hitting us with flyers.
Mac.
And.
Mac.
Yeah, every freaking show we was at, he was right there, like, yo, ShayStar.com, hit us up, this and that. I'm like, yo, dog, I just talked to you last week at the other show. All right, be going to take my card to ShayStar.com. I'm like, all right, go to a video shoot. He right there. Yo, ShayStar.com. I'm like, dog, you don't remember me? I got, like, 40 cards. Like,
it's hilarious. I love it. Yeah, shout out to Mac, man. He's definitely my right hand when it comes to this promo, man. Like, I definitely, you know, got to pay, you know, love and respect to him because he definitely holds me down. Like, real talk.
Yeah,
Mac definitely be moving. Everywhere we be, he there too. I'm like, damn, that man moves.
Yeah, well, that just means you moving too.
Yeah. But you know what? I want to get into some music. I want to get into a Shay Star block right quick.
Ow!
So, yeah. Because I decked the switchboard out with you with a couple joints. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 songs.
Yeah. You have 8 of my songs? Wow.
Yeah, we be hacking. We be getting everything.
Yeah, I told you. I told you.
That song you was talking about, you did that 7 years ago?
I think I'm your number one fan. I might be. I just might be.
Look, claim it. You can have it all day.
We got that tape you did at 7. We got that on deck. You got all that.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah,
what you
want
to do?
First, I'm going to start off with my favorite track, which is amazing. I especially asked for this one.
Yes, you did. Amazing was one of my favorite tracks to record, so I definitely, you know, appreciate that.
Most definitely. I love that song.
Go for it.
We're going to get into Amazing. Then we're going to get into Know Your Name by with you and T-Pain, and probably All I Want. That's how I'm going to do it. Yep. Amazing.
That's
Know Your
Name
and All I Want. That's how I'm about to do this mix. All right.
And then right when we come back, I'm going to tell you my own personal story that I have involving Shay. I don't know if she actually remembered this, but I do. Because, yeah. So I want to see if she actually remembers this. Therefore, I'm about to put myself on the chopping block. Let's see what happens and everything. So y'all know what it is. You're rocking with the show. It's Next of Low. Lag out. We're going to be back more with Shay Star in a minute. Let's go.
Can I say, Shay Star, it's so amazing. Just come over here. I just don't know what his name is.
thanking the Lord. Cause I don't wanna see no face more than yours. Cause you got a kind of persona that will not be ignored anymore. I got you, sure, I got you, sure. Body's just the type I want against me. You with me, you're the only girl I know that fits me. You get me, feels like a love bug bit me. I gotta find you quickly, cause I don't even know your name. I'm hoping that you feel the same. I don't want you to think I'm insane, but you just keep on looking my way. I ain't shooting no game, cause I don't even know. Girl, I don't even know your name. Girl, I see you doing your thing, but you've been on my mind all day, and you just keep on looking my way. And I don't know what to say, cause you got me going crazy. I wanna be a lady. It's kinda weird that we both are lost. I see it from afar looking like a boss, yeah. And I don't know how to play it. Listen to me, baby, I gotta get close to you. Anytime you need me, call me and I'll be right there. No need to worry, cause I promise that I'll always think, hold on a minute. Tell me where you're going.
I gotta find you quickly, cause I don't even know your name.
I'm hoping that you feel the same. I don't want you to think I'm insane, but you just keep on looking my way. I ain't showing no shame,
cause I don't even know. Girl, I don't even know your name.
Oh,
I found my heart.
Oh, man.
I found it.
You're on this pixie dust all over the place, man.
It's not pixie dust. It's gold.
It's glitter.
It's not glitter. It better not be glitter as much as I paid for this damn thing.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, don't try to go put my rock.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
An amazing drink, yeah, yeah.
You know, amazing, amazing. Got a lot of love. I don't know if it was the photo shoot that did it or not, but that thing. I know the photo shoot had over 100,000 views on it, so that was it was a blessing. You know, that many people, whether they was listening to the song or not, got exposed to it, but. No, that track did get a lot of love, and, you know, shout out to Drum Majors APL, you know, for producing that track. You know, I recorded that song almost 5 years ago, so it's great. It's just this love that, you know, y'all can still rock to it now, like it's, you know, still brand new. I guess it's brand new to some people if they ain't heard it.
Well, that's how you know you got good music, man. Good music is timeless, you know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I grew up in an era where music was timeless. You know, the 90s and the 80s, you know, the music back then just had a particular vibe and a particular, you know, feel to it. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I think I've been here before because, you know, I feel like I relate so much better to, you know, music in the 70s. So, you know, I grew up listening to Anita Baker and the Commodores and the Shy Lights and the Manhattans and the Stylistics and Stacey Ladisol and, you know, Sade and, you know, those were a lot of, you know, my influences. So naturally, you know, when I wrote my own music, it pretty much, you know, I guess it just bled through me because that's the type of music that I adore. So it means a lot to me, you know, to hear you say that. So thank you.
No problem. That's definitely the best era, you know what I mean, from the 80s and 90s. Like, that's the same time, you know, I came up in Crush Till, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I do my music, like, that's, I still try to capture that same essence of those times, you know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest issue I have with music today. Like, you don't really get that feeling, like, that connection, you know what I mean? Like, you don't get those stories, you don't get those concepts that you can relate to as much. So, it's kind of like today going tomorrow, you know what I mean? And I don't want my music to be like that either, so I definitely
I'm such like a hopeless romantic, and I'm such a lover, so, you know, everything, you know, about me, whether it was the music and even the way that I run my business now is completely, you know, out of love and compassion, you know, because I'm always looking to touch, you know, somebody else, to touch others in a way, so... You know, a lot of people don't know, you know, how to express that love anymore. So, you know, that was one thing I was really big on, you know, in my records that I used to write, was, you know, just to express love in many different ways, whether it was making love, spreading love, or, you know, showing love. It all, you know, love was always a theme and a common topic, you know, for my music.
You definitely can hear it through your music. You can hear the passion. You can feel the love through the songs. Because I think Amazing, it's just like so impactful because I can like feel that, like you can feel that, like that beauty. You can feel that love. You can feel like you can look at somebody and see that whole picture. Like, you can see that. That's one of those songs when you see. No, look, that's one of those songs when you see the girl of your dreams. That's the song that like will play in your head. Like when everybody in the room just disappear and everything. You just see her. Yeah, that's one of those songs that run through your head.
Hey, you know, it was so funny because I remember writing that song and. And usually, you know, I don't have writer's block. So whenever I get writer's block when it comes to a song, those always seem to be my best songs. because those are the ones that I had to take more time and more feeling and compassion into. But when I wrote, you know, Amazing, I was actually tapping into another element of myself as an artist. And, you know, I played the safe role a lot, you know, and, oh, you know, let's just have fun, hold hands, kumbaya. You know, I play it real safe. But, you know, Amazing gave me an opportunity to express another side of me that, you know, a lot of people don't normally get to see, you know. So, you know, I'm very shy, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, the opposite sex and trying to, you know, entice people. But, you know, I said if I ever had the opportunity to, you know, say something to somebody that I was really feeling, this is what I would tell them. And, you know, I just laid it out, you know, bar by bar, and I just let it do what it do. And it ended up being, you know, like I said, a big hit. A lot of guys, I definitely say that the fellas definitely were loving that a lot. So it helped me, you know, develop my swag, you know, and it gained some more confidence in what I do. So I definitely go for what I know and what I want now. So shout out to Amazing, you know, for helping me through that, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So. All right, now let's go in. Let's story time, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Chris is about to put himself all out there. Because basically I've been saying that I'm a big fan, so therefore I'm going to explain how I'm a fan. And anybody who can say anybody, because I had debates with people that basically try to question my loyalty to this music, to this Delaware music as that. Music as that. So, and I support everybody who's really doing it out here. So, take it back a couple years. I can't remember how many years, but it was a couple years ago. Now, Shay, she had a party going on at Palms on 40. Everybody who's from Delaware know where Palms at. Most of y'all probably will be there after tonight's show because, well, it's open until 4 o'clock in the morning. So, y'all know. Now, Jay was having a party there. Me, being the supporter, me being the person that I am, I was like, oh, snap, Shay's having a party. So, I broadcasted it like, yo, I'm trying to go. I'm trying to see it and everything, da-da-da. So, I'm promoting this party for like the whole week. Me, again, I don't know Shay from Campaign yet. I really kind of don't know her now, but still, don't judge me. Now,
we have a thing now. It's all good. We have a thing now.
Hey, me and Shay got a thing. Ha ha.
Go ahead with the story, nigga. Go ahead, man.
Ha ha. Me and Shay got a thing.
Hey, man, I got to edit the video. I'm good.
I got to make the flyer. I'm good.
Oh, hey. My gosh. That was hilarious.
So I'm promoting to the day of the party. So, actually, was it Facebook or MySpace yet? I don't know if it was Facebook or MySpace. It was one of them, but you actually commented like, yo, I hope you see you there. And I was like, yo, I'm trying to be here and everything. And he's like, hope to see you there. So I was like, all right. Promoting all week, the person behind the party asked me to be there. I'm going. So therefore, I go. I got the whole team with me. I brought, so make this a big occasion. We went into Palms like 7 deep.
Word.
Now, this is, everybody knows me, everybody who really knows me knows I have one fatal flaw when it comes to beautiful women. Flame, you know that fatal flaw. You have seen it happen. And for the people who don't know, this fatal flaw is I will go completely dumb in the sight of a beautiful woman. I will forget how to talk.
I will turn into the most bitch brain person in the world. And the face of it. Now, this is what happened. We get to the club, we get to the party, Shay's there, I'm drinking my little Hennies and Heinekens, y'all know me, Hennies and Heinekens all day. Now, everybody's with me like, okay, are you at least going to say hi to the girl? Me? I'm like, no.
Wow.
So basically, I got dragged over there by my homegirl to say hi to you. But I did it. I don't know if you remember it, but I remember it.
I remember you being there, and I remember you coming, you know, and saying hi to me, and I know I thanked you for coming. I do remember, but that is so funny. That is too cute. So, thank you.
So everybody who's laughing at this right now, y'all can all go to hell. So what?
You don't crack it up right now, because that sounds just like...
I know you are.
Every time, every time we go out, that's a crush story.
Don't feel bad, Coach. I'm the same way. I was staring at a man for 2 hours and never say nothing to him because I'm just retarded like that. So don't feel bad.
Now, I got a shame story.
Oh, really?
I got a story when she wasn't so sweet.
Uh-oh.
I got a story.
I think I liked it.
This happened over Twitter. Like, it had to be around the time I was promoting my single Fresher. So, you know, and I mind you, like, me and Shay, we didn't know each other. Like you said, we don't know each other like that now. But I hit her up on Twitter. She's like, yo, I'm pushing a single, this and that. And then would you check it out, whatever. She's like, all right, send it to me. I sent it to her. Didn't get the feedback, but then she started killing me on her tweets, talking about artists need to learn how to label their songs and all this other stuff. I'm like, yo, she's... She was throwing shots. I was like, yo. I ain't gonna lie, I was salty. I was mad. But I learned from it, and I've been labeling my songs ever since then, damn it.
Yes, that deserves a hand clap. Word, I preach that every night at Shay Star Radio, man. Y'all put too much work into it to send it to somebody that's one. You know what I'm saying? Label it so people know who it is, because you never know. Like, when I get music, I don't just keep it for myself. You know, I send it to, you know, my DJs, and I use them for our ShayStar.com mixtape series and stuff. So, you know, it's an inconvenience to me when I have to try to find who you are or the name of the song. And when I have to do that, I just delete that shit because I don't got time, you know. Yeah. But it's just a benefit to artists to always label, you know, your work. I mean, you sending it to somebody, you want people to know that that's you. And, you know, and know what the proper name of it is so that when we go and, you know, we play it or share it, you know, we can make sure we have all the proper information. But if nothing else, you know.
Yeah, that was my first encounter with you. This was a few years ago. I was like, yo, who the fuck is she? I was high.
I'm a smooth asshole, bruh. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
I laughed at it. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I wasn't laughing that day, at that moment. But you know what I mean?
I bet you wasn't laughing.
I'm dead.
But it's all good. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Like, I laugh back at it now. You know what I'm saying? Because I was kind of wet behind the ears because I had, up to that point, I had people that did that for me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. Like, I thank you for that.
I was to have you be a service, you know? Absolutely. What else you got for me, Crush?
We actually got a question, but the question is coming from a listener who's not too radio shy, like that is radio shy, so they want me to ask for them.
Oh, okay.
Now this is coming from my homegirl Quay. Shout out to Quay and everything. Shout out to you, baby girl. Now she wants to know how did the whole modeling thing come about? Like, how did you get your start in that, and where, and why'd you stop? What was your experience? How did it thus impact who you are today?
Okay, so the modeling thing. How it got started was I actually ended up winning a showcase that DJ Envy had in New Jersey a couple of years ago. And part of the prize package was a photo shoot with celebrity photographer Felix Mantel Jr. Now, we ended up doing, you know, the initial photo shoot, you know, for my prize package. And after the shoot, you know, Felix, you know, reached out to me, and he was like, you know, Shay, you're a very, you know, beautiful woman. Did you ever, you know, think about, you know, modeling, you know, eye candy, video vixen? And, you know, I was like, you know, yeah, I thought about it, but, you know, I'm a little scared because, you know, I don't want to be perceived the wrong way, blah, blah, blah. So Felix was very, very professional. He was very, very trustworthy, and he was definitely a man about his business. So we basically took baby steps. You know, we, I ended up booking another shoot for him that was just strictly for, you know, eye candy purposes. And, I mean, the response was phenomenal. I mean, you know, like I stated before, you know, the Sissy picked it up, and I got featured in a couple of magazines, and, you know, I cast it and starred in, you know, a couple of music videos. So it definitely, you know, was a great experience. It taught me, you know, something else about myself because I was able to understand, you know, the process of video making and casting videos. And, you know, I edited and executive produced my first music video. So, you know, it was definitely, you know, a bunch of experiences that came from that I'm definitely grateful for. You know, the This Is 50 platform is really, you know, a huge platform, especially for up-and-coming models and artists. So, you know, to have my name, you know, shouted out and respected by somebody like 50 Cent is definitely, you know, amazing in itself. And, you know, I kind of put it away because from later shoots that we did, you know, I went all the way in. You know, I'm, you know, as I call it, the number one song. And, you know, the stigma that came with that was, and the attention was not the attention that I was looking for. And although I know that we shouldn't really care too much about what other people think, but when you're an artist and you're trying to build, you know, a core fan base and a core audience, you have to be very careful with the type of things you attach yourself and your brand to. And, you know, I was young, you know, back then, and like Flame said, you know, went behind the ears. So I was just really at a desperate place in my life. I'm like, shit, the singing thing ain't popping off like that. So what else can I do, or what other talents can I use to, you know, get in the door? So that was just one of those things, you know, that I used to, you know, put me in another element. But ultimately, you know, like I said, I ain't about that life. So I gave it up. But now that I'm older and I'm wiser, I understand the business more. You know, I'm not as opposed to it, you know, as I might have been then. But, you know, if I go back into, you know, the lab and work on pictures and stuff, it'll be sexy, but in a different way. So, you know, I don't have anything against models and vixens and twerkers and dancers, but, you know, just on my behalf, that just wasn't for me. And that's ultimately why I decided to give it up.
There you go, Quay. Hope that answer. Now back to... And we just heard three great songs from you.
Yeah.
And Now, you have worked with, like, your resume is not to be, like, played with. Like, you got some hitters on you, like Funk Flex, Trey Songz, Omarion, Cassidy, Maino, who else? Freeway, Chopper, like, the list goes on. Like, how did all those experiences come about? And, like, well, just name a couple of, like, the most impactful ones that, and how did they come about?
When I was singing, you know, like I said, I was doing a lot of touring and a lot of shows, so I was, you know, blessed to be a part of Funkmaster Flex's annual car shows that he used to have down in Ocean City. And I did that for like 5 years straight. So I was an ongoing, you know, performer on the bill every year. So, you know, whoever his main acts were, you know, I always had the opportunity to open for them. So I had the opportunity to open for Omarion. I had the opportunity to open for Maino and Lloyd. And, you know, it's pretty dope, you know, just going back thinking, you know, those very three people are three people who, you know, I ran into again, you know, in this ShayStar.com venture. So, you know, for them to see me, or for me to go from opening, you know, for them for major concerts to interviewing them or walking the red carpet with Omarion or, you know, doing promo for Maino or, you know, running into Lloyd backstage at a Spring Jam concert and, you know, he's reaching out to me, you know, is just amazing because, you know, I grew up, you know, with Omarion and Lloyd, you know, so they, to have, you know, people that I used to have plastered all over my wall growing up, you know, like the bottom little pin-up magazine, that they, you know, Teen Geek Bop and all those old magazines back in the day, you know, I had these people plastered on my wall, so for me to, you know, be working with them here, you know, side by side, and I'm on the same, you know, I'm respected in the same, you know, way that they are. It's absolutely amazing. Opening for, you know, somebody like Trey Songz was amazing. You know, that was at a time when, you know, he was at his peak. And, you know, I opened for him at Dell State. And, you know, that was an audience of many, you know. So just to be able to share the same stage with him and, you know, later, you know, like I said, producing a show for an artist who opened for him, and then, you know, being in the studio and, you know, doing media and helping promote his album, and, you know, just really being a part of, you know, the people's lives who helped make him who he is now, you know, things that I could never, you know, put into words. And then as far as working with artists like Chopper and Freeway, and it's just, you know, again, amazing that artists who reach a certain level of success weren't, you know, afraid to allow me to, you know, put my vocals on their records and, you know, show me some love. So, you know, the singing portion of my life definitely, you know, opened a lot of doors for me. So it's definitely nothing that I never want to, you know, forget or, you know, not shed light on.
Most definitely. So, like, we're going to get into the whole ShayStar.com.
No, sorry, my friend just posted.
Let's talk about it.
How did it first come about? Like, what was your idea? Like, you know what? I think I can pull this off. Like, I think I can do this.
ShayStar.com honestly was not my idea. When I was running around as a starving artist and model, I had met somebody who is actually now my manager and my mentor. And, you know, it was interesting because he had gotten a promo package from somebody with my music in it, and
one of the songs that stuck out to him was a song that I did with T-Pain. And, you know, I didn't notice at the time, but he worked very closely with T-Pain. And, you know, it's just amazing how things just come, you know, full circle, you know, in this business, especially when you work hard. But, you know, I had the opportunity to meet my manager, and, you know, we sat down one day, you know, face-to-face, and the first thing he said to me was, you know, I don't know what to do with you. And I'm like, what you mean you don't know what to do with me? And he was like, you know, Shay, are you sure that you just want to be a singer? And I'm like, why would you, you know, ask me that? Of course I want to be a singer. Like, that's all the fuck I've ever wanted to do. Like, why would you ask me something like that? And, you know, I didn't really get it at the time. I didn't really understand, you know, why or what was going on. But obviously he saw something bigger, something more in me than you know, how I was thinking about it. And, you know, he just kind of threw out to me, you know, I could see you, you know, on the couch interviewing people, you know, like Oprah or like Wendy. And, you know, I'm sitting there looking at him like, dude, I'm trying to sell out arenas and, you know, put out multi-platinum albums and shit. Like, I'm not listening to what you're talking about. But, you know, I finally stopped being my stubborn self, and I gave, you know, what it was that he was talking about. You know, I took it into consideration. And he said something to me one day. He was like, Shay, don't you realize that you have more to offer this world and this industry than just your voice? And he's like, not saying that, you know, that you can't, you know, do great things with your voice, but your personality and the way that you love and care for people and, you know, the way that you're able to talk to people actually has, you know, more depth to it than any song that you could ever sing, you know. So he gave me the idea, you know, to start my own website. And once I really looked into, you know, how the internet was changing and how, you know, websites and social media were like the new thing, I got off my high horse and I did some research. And, you know, 3 years later, ShayStar.com is, you know, making it do what it do.
It's definitely doing that. I mean, you getting co-signed from Jada Kiss, Chic Luke, Alicia Keys, like, need I say more? Like, I don't need to say more. Dwayne, do I need to say any more?
Nah, you just mentioned my wife's name. I'm kind of flabbergasted right now.
Like,
I heard Alicia Keys, and like it was just over after that.
Yeah, I definitely love Alicia. She definitely was, you know, a major inspiration for me, you know, as a singer. So, you know, to have that woman, you know, take time out of her day to, you know, stay verbally and visually for the world to see, you know, shout out to ShayStar.com and much love. And I wasn't even around her. You know, I didn't get a chance to meet Alicia. Somebody sent that to me, so... You know, that was amazing. Definitely amazing.
That's what's up.
Definitely dope. But we're going to get into a quick music break, and then we're going to be right back again with Shay. Blaine, I think it's about that time. I think it's about the time to drop this new gem and everything.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, like we was telling y'all earlier, this is that exclusive Shadow EMC Oak Plank new single. You know what I mean? It's brand new. We ain't officially released this yet, but shout out to DJ Big Ant, DJ Shorty T, DJ No Frills, all the DJs that's rocking with us, Big Mark, Chubby Swagger, everybody, DJ Cousin B. They all co-signed it, you know what I mean? So they said it's a go, so it's a go. About to hit the clubs with another joint. Everybody turn up. Oak Flame featuring Crush the Catalyst. Let's blast that off.
Y'all know what it is. You're rocking on the show. Next of all, lag out.
You know we get it, how we get it. Enjoying how we living, never moving off a pivot. These looking, talking money, guess I chalk it up to gimmicks. I know these broke, cause they always in a my business. Can I get a witness? Send these cats a hearse though. Style so godlike, killing with my church flow. I'm so laid back, I do it cause I hate that. Serato on fire, DJ send them with the flame back. Take them to the threshold, show them I'm the best though. Yeah, they get married, but models on deck though. Showing triple D's, yeah, they hit me with the breaststroke. Parking lot, pimping cars, looking like a flex show. Notice, written so we keep a couple arms. King Kong in the trunk, setting off alarms. Stepping out the ride, ice dancing in the charm. Take a couple pictures, bad on my arm.
On rock, man. Shout out to 9/11 down Atlanta that produced that joint, man. We're gonna probably blast that joint at Mojo Main this Sunday. We got a show there. Then catch us at Dobbs up in Philly next Thursday. We probably rock that joint out. You know, the other singles by the thing and all the other bangers we got. We're gonna be out there at the legendary Dobbs next Thursday up in Philly. So come out there and rock with us, man. Shadow, we on deck, you know.
We definitely need that. Like, we got a couple DJs behind it, but we got somebody special that is here that I would love to hear her opinion on it.
Would that be I?
Yes. It's labeled. It's, everything
it's
is
definitely
labeled.
Well, you know what? Send it to me.
All right, I got you. Definitely got you.
Yeah, it's just you can definitely send it to me. I would be more than happy, you know, to support and play that on Shade Spot Radio as well.
I was definitely digging the beat and the energy on the record. So, you know, do what you do. Two thumbs up.
I appreciate that. It's something like, you know what I mean, give them something for the radio that they keep pressing me for. You know what I'm saying?
Be quiet. Be quiet. I'm just smiling right now because I just got a two thumbs up K-Star. Let me just bask in that moment right quick. Can I just bask in that moment?
Hilarious.
You just told me it was my phone. How you gonna take the two thumbs up from me?
Because I'm on the hook. I rock that hook. I rock the hook. So if it was a two thumbs up, one thumb was for you, another one was for me. So yeah.
This got crazy.
I love it.
Yeah, shout out to Crusty Cavs for releasing that hook. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is all we do. But yeah, like, that's a little project. I got two projects in the works for everybody that don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, one is strictly for the DJs because they keep pressing me for these club joints, these singles, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to give them a whole project full of singles and club joints so they can kind of get off my back for a minute. So it's kind of a mockery of it, but at the same time, like, club hits is what I do. Like, it comes second nature. So I'm going to get them joints. That project's called Biscuits and Bitches, you know what I'm saying? So don't ask me about the title. It's just something that it didn't make sense, so it fit perfectly. So, and then I got a more serious project, you know, called King Shit, where it's more, you know, my life story and more of my, it's kind of anti-everything that I'm doing on the other project. So that's going to be my more serious project. I got a joint called My Life, which is, you know, has Crush the Catalyst on there. A joint called Spirit in the Air, where I'm talking about a couple of my homies that got killed and, you know, their stories. So it's going down that path, man. So y'all look out for them projects. Probably dropping in January, both of them at the same time. So we know we work.
And I got two projects coming out soon. We got the re-up coming out very soon. Me and Flame is going to finally finalize on the track list. Hopefully tomorrow. Can we knock that out tomorrow?
Yeah, we see what we can do. All
right. We're going to finally have the track list tomorrow. So I say I'll probably drop it late January, early February. And after that, I'm going to do Artistry of Pain, the EP. So, yeah, Shadow E, we working over here. So,
yeah, we definitely
most,
working.
Most definitely. But you know what's crazy, Flame?
What's that?
I've been just so privileged to have Shay on the show. Like, I completely forgot about the battles.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too. It's been good conversation, you know what I mean? Like, time go by quick when you're having good conversation, you know what I'm saying? So, it's definitely...
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah, like, you definitely, you know...
Give
moments like this for people to, you know, really get an insight, you know what I'm saying, of somebody that's really working. Like, that
mm-hmm.
gives people inspiration and motivation to keep doing what they should be doing, you know what I mean?
That also drives us to another question. Like, what makes you go as hard as you do?
I'm never complacent. I just never get comfortable. You know, people sometimes get to a point in life where they think they've made it and they get stuck there. But I'm always challenging myself to, you know, go harder or, you know, do better than I did the last time. And, you know, and like I said, you know, I have a child. So, you know, I got to make sure that he has everything he needs so that when he gets my age, he ain't got to, you know, go through it. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to pass something down, you know, to my child that he can pass down to his child and so on and so forth. And not just my own, but, you know, my staff, you know, like it's people like Mac and, you know, and Brianna and Tahita and Nicole, you know, who, you know, wake up every day and friends, you know, shout out to Mike P. I can't forget about him, you know, who definitely, you know, wake up every day and put just as much into ShayStar.com as I do. So, you know, whenever I get sad or I get depressed or, you know, I get, you know, frustrated or pissed off, because trust and believe, you know, I have those days as well, just like anybody else, where I want to be like, you know, man, fuck this. You know, I'm tired of it. But, you know, then I think about it and it's like, I look at, you know, my child, you know, and or then I think about Ty and Mike and them, and it's like I can't give up because I got too many people depending on me, you know, to make this thing work, you know, so that we all can, you know, eat together. You know, that's one of my biggest things is making sure that me and my team are able to, you know, eat together. And, you know, it's lonely, you know, sitting at the dinner table by yourself. So anytime that I can empower those around me and bring them, you know, on board to, you know, get some of this good, then, you know, I'm all for it, definitely.
Straight like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's so political. Like, I feel like we're talking
I
like
know.
Obama or something.
See, now,
Michelle
see,
Obama
now, okay.
Addressing the nation.
Oh,
you know what?
Man.
Now I can see Shay with her own talk show. I can see Shay with her own talk show because she dresses things so politically that is it politically but yet entertaining. So I can see her with her own show. I support it already. I'm the first. I'm supporting it. I want to be in the front lines. I'm supporting it.
I got you. Shoot, speak it into existence, please, because that is definitely, you know, one of the goals of this entire brand is, you know, branching out and doing, you know, everything. You know, I literally am in the process of taking over every damn thing, radio, TV, you know, websites, media, blogging, breaking artists, breaking records. You know, I'm very interested and adamant about doing all of those things. So, you know, which is, you know, another reason why, you know, I'm so serious about, you know, education. You know, that's a very big thing for me, you know, is making sure that you keep yourself educated because, you know, knowledge is power and it unlocks, you know, things within yourself that you never knew, you know, that you could have, you know, just by, you know, picking up a book and reading it or, you know, or enrolling in some classes. And, you know, I'll say that, you know, college has probably been the best thing that ever happened to me. So, you know, definitely never discount education. That's my biggest thing.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely applaud that. Can't knock education. People really need that in their lives right now.
Yeah, man. Everybody's talking about it ain't no job out here. Need to go to school. Shoot.
Create one. You know what I'm saying? You can't find a job, create one. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
like go to school. I mean, people, and I hate to hear, oh, it ain't no money. Listen, I ain't paid for a cent. And I'm graduating with my master's in May. So, you know, I don't know.
Congrats on that. Definitely congrats
thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you.
Hey, nothing that you don't do, huh? She's like, yeah, I sing, I model, do, you know, journalistic things, I break artists, I performed over heart surgery yesterday, get my mask tomorrow. It's like,
yeah, man, I got to do it right.
I'm a professor at Harvard, like, just,
yeah, you know. Just got done working on the next rocket ship to go, you know, fly out with NASA, you know.
As a fucking loser.
He's an ordained minister.
I thought I was doing stuff in my life. I got to sit back and reevaluate some things tonight.
I know, like, I'm being very, I'm humbled right now. I'm about to sit in my corner and think about shit.
Oh,
as much
gosh.
As my plate you full, much as I complain about I don't have no time because my plate's so full, and I was just like, yeah, let me go ahead and reevaluate some things.
Yeah, I'm about to use this against you, too.
Yeah,
all right. Every time you talking about my plate full, I say, I bet Shay's plate is fuller than yours, but she's working. She on it. She doing that. Thank you, Shay.
It's all about time management, man. You can do anything you put your mind to. You just got to have a schedule. That's it.
I don't work with people like Crush around. It'll work.
I'm a great worker. But I want to, like, for the people, but let's get into a quick breakdown of these battles right quick, and we can close out after that.
All right, let's do it.
All right, well, so hold on, Shay, we're going to definitely get right back to you. We're just going to break down a couple battles. All right, now, coming out of the battles, you know what? I gotta get the Ready to Rumble sound in here, cause that would definitely work too. So. All right, first battle we got is URL PG's Idy Boom versus Mr. Wavy. Now I say it's Mr. Wavy 2-1. I say Mr. Wavy took the second round and the third round.
Okay.
What you saying?
I definitely think he took it 2-1. I can't remember whether I gave him. I definitely gave him the third round. I just can't remember if I gave him the first or second. It's whatever round that Idy Boom did the little shucking and driving thing, talking about his performance. Whatever round that was, I believe he did the second round. I gave him that round. You know what I mean? But Wavy definitely got that 2-1. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right
shout
yeah.
out to both of them. Like, Idy Boom, he battled with A Verb in January. So he definitely just shot up from the PG that quick.
Yeah, that was like. But Mr. Wavy also deserved that. Mr. Wavy also been putting on work. So definitely, I want to see him on the main stage. Like, his performance is definitely needs to be on the main stage. I can see him contending with a lot of them.
Yeah, shout out to We Go Hard.
Shout out to We Go Hard. Definitely. So, 2-1, Mr. Wavy.
Yeah.
All right. Next up at Guerrilla Warfare, we got Cortez versus Big Cannon. Now, this was a run rounder. I say Cannon. Cortez was going hard, but against Cannon, it's just like Cannon's a rebuttal king. Like, so basically, him going second was bad. Him going second was just bad for Cortez because he had the whole, basically he had his whole round to rebuttal everything he said, and it was a no round, it was a one round unlimited. So basically, he broke down everything he said, then he went in and, like, chopped Cortez's head off. Like, Cortez put up a good match. Definitely, he definitely went in, but Cannon, I got to give it to Cannon.
I actually have to disagree. For the simple fact that the rebuttal that Cannon had didn't make sense. Because he rebutted, but his rebuttal was wrong because he didn't understand Cortez's line. The synonym line, that's what he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, the heaven and hell. And see, Big Cannon thought he was referring to heaven and hell as a synonym. But what Cortez did, he was talking about hell and sinning, but he mentioned the word sinning, and he used them as a synonym. So his rebuttal, Big Cannon's rebuttal was like basically null and void because it was wrong. So, like, all that is just out the window. You know what I mean?
That just flew over my head, Dan.
Yeah, it went over everybody's head until Cortez actually had it. Shout out to Chris Unbiased in Unbiased Review. He actually went into the group and broke it down. You know what I mean? As in what the actual line was. You know what I mean? So after that, it kind of made sense after that. So I was like, all right. Because at first I thought, I was like, yo, Big Cannon is killing him. Because it didn't make sense to me either. And then I actually thought about it after he broke it down. I'm like, all right, you got that. So I give it to Cortez, man. Like, shout out to Cortez. He's been on a little streak this year, so can't knock him.
Yeah.
I give it to him. Big Cannon's a problem, though.
Yes. Beginning definitely a problem.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know if you heard about the whole Big T situation, but he acting like a sucker right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This guy, oh, man. Okay, you know they got the card in March that they're working on. Okay, so it's supposed to be Big Cannon versus Big T. But this dude, man, he wants them to book, now mind you, Big T is from Chicago. The card is in Chicago. Uh-huh. This guy wants them to book him a hotel room in Chicago. So since they're not doing it, and he wants $500 more, he's not going to do the battle.
What
type of problem is that? You want a hotel room in the same state that you live in to go to a battle that's in your state? Like, you know what I mean? What kind of diva? Like, that's crazy. I think he's just ducking. I think he's scared to put this Big Cannon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Big Cannon.
And Big Cannon not even getting paid to battle. You know what I'm saying? He's not even getting paid for that battle. So, like, what type of time are you on? Like, that's crazy. He's a sucker for that. A real sucker for that. So, shout out to Big Cannon, man. Well,
shout out to Big Cannon. Definitely. But we split decision on this one.
Yeah.
Next up, John the Don versus JC. This was at the URL Sneaker Beach event. I say JC, I don't know if it's a 3-0 or a 2-1. It might be a
3-0. Yeah, I gave it to JC 3-0. John was cool, but was sick. He was sick that whole battle, you know what I'm saying? Like flu sick. Flu took away from a lot of his performance and all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had all right bars, you know what I mean? But JC was on his shit.
Like, JC barred him and outperformed him. So, like, him being sick during it, it kind of, like, messed things up. Like, his delivery wasn't all the way there. So, people, like, you really couldn't get, like, the full grasp of his punches. So,
he'd be trying to battle and hack him all over the place.
I mean, you can't fight. I mean, that's just plain and simple. You can't fight sick. So,
He tried.
He didn't get killed. Didn't work out. Definitely didn't work out. So, 3-0, JC. Next up, we have JC versus Charlie. Now, this was at Guerrilla Warfare. One round, unlimited. What are you saying, Flame? Now, at first I said Charlie, and then we debated on that. So I looked at the battle again. Now I'm kind of undecided. Like,
I'm still undecided. Like, JC punched Charlie's lights out. He barred him to death, you know what I mean? But Charlie, he showed him why he's a vet. Like, his delivery, he didn't have as much punches, but the punches that he did, he made them count, you know what I mean? So his performance on top of his delivery and his the confidence that he delivered it, he just kind of took over the show. So it kind of depends on what way you view the battle, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of up in the air. It's all about preference to me, so I can't really call it because I like both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, like, that's the best that I've seen JC against a top-tier opponent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Because usually JC's lacked against top-tiers, but he definitely put on the show.
It also breaks down,
like, what if it wasn't just a one round? Like, how would he fare if it wasn't just a one-rounder?
Yeah.
Maybe that's how he got to deal with vets, go one round unlimited. Because JC does start off good with vets, but like, as time goes by, it kind of, like, decreases. So maybe, like, maybe the other punches affect him. Maybe their punches affect him to the point where a long battle he can't handle. It might be that.
I don't know. It's the angles, I think. When people start to realize, all right, he battled, like, he got, like, 32 battles this year. Maybe a little more now. Out of 32 of them, 28 of them been, like, opponents that's under him. So his angle is that like he's able to talk down on them and, you know what I mean, trying to shun them. And every time he faces a top-tier opponent, he's not able to take that angle. You know what I'm saying? So it's really like he's just kind of like a deer in headlights where he really don't know how to approach him. You know what I mean?
Like him and Chiller is such a debatable battle because they were on the exact same level. That's why him and Chiller were such a great battle because they were like on the same level. So he couldn't talk under him, but he wouldn't be intimidated by him.
Yeah, so he had to go bar for bar.
Yeah, and that's what it was, a bar for bar battle.
Yeah.
With schemes crazy.
Yeah. Yep. So shout out to JC, man. He definitely going for MVP right now this year.
Yeah, he definitely is. So JC, Charlie Clips, undecided. So, yeah. Next up, battle that dropped today, Charlie Clips versus Young Ill. Now, I say Charlie 2-1. Like, I give Ill the first round. The other two were like, eh. It was kind of like the old Hitman situation, with, It was like, damn, Hitman back. Then you, like, Hitman left. Ill was snapping the first round, like, yeah, Ill back. Nah, Ill ain't back.
Yeah.
That whole thing in the second round was that was stupid. Like Charlie, everybody talks during your rounds. Like that never stopped you before. You hold on. Like at Summer Madness, you made one of the hottest bars off of somebody reacting. When Sirius Jones pulled the girl to the side of him, you made one of the hottest bars, probably in the hottest rebuttals off the spot in URL history. Everybody talks about that stretch mark line. So why Ill talking? Like, why didn't you rebuttal it?
So, I mean, I see where Clips came from, and, like, my thing is I gave it to Clips 3-0. Even though Ill was snapping, I don't think it was enough, and it came down to that same thing that happened with Clips and JC. Like, Clips just outperformed him, and he kind of just took the show. But as far as that second round, Clips was mad because, you know, when you're doing a scheme or you building up for that haymaker, that punchline, and somebody interrupts, it's kind of like the Don DeMarcos. When he threw the Don DeMarco before they could finish their bar, it messes up the rhythm, the flow of their punchline, so they have to stop. And if they go and repeat it, it's not going to have the same impact. You know what I'm saying? So, and that, you got to look at that crowd. It wasn't like a Summer Madness crowd or a Known 3 crowd or any of that. It was real quiet. You know what I mean? Like, they're not used to that, to where, you know, it was real quiet. You're not really getting reactions like that. So with Ill talking over them and interrupting them, it kind of just – It interrupted the whole flow of everything, so I can see where he came from with that. But like, he freestyled after that point and killed him.
Exactly. So
and killed him for the rest of that round. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
like, why'd you have to let it get to you? I mean, you just came back with some like crazy freestyle. Like, so what was you? I don't know.
I think he was just mad because he probably was really sawing that line,
and he was building up to it so much, and it just got messed up. You know what I mean? It just got messed up.
But yo, Charlie Schemes in that joint was crazy.
Yeah.
Especially the pharmacy joint, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
The Gas X, Benadryl, what else? Morphine, like, yo, that scheme was crazy.
What's up with that ill rebuttal for that crap? That was horrible. You know, we ain't come to fart around. Like, are you serious, Doug?
Like, I was like, I was kind of an asshole. I was like, you know what, L lost it. Like, after he said that, I was like, yeah, L lost. I don't think you can come back from that. Like, L lost.
He looked at the crowd for confirmation. It was quiet.
Like, they were so quiet. They're like, what? Okay. Yeah. Next. But, yeah. I say Charlie 2-1. Blaine says Charlie 3-0. That's how we're doing it. Now, the last matchup for tonight is DNA versus Past. I've never seen somebody's name flip so many times since K-Rock and B-Magic. Like, I didn't think you could flip past that many times. But then again, I didn't think you could flip Rock that many times. Like, So, DNA, I'm saying DNA 2-1.
Yeah, I can give him that.
I think Pat's got the second round. I think Pat's got the second round. But DNA got the first and the third.
Yeah, I can give him that. I started getting tired of all the name flips, though. It started getting a little worn out, but he was still going there. I still don't think he flipped it better than K-Shine did when he did the Let's Take a Look at Your Past words, that joint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he definitely flipped the hell out of his name. It's crazy because it's not even like DNA fashion, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though he did it when he battled Earth, but I don't know, like, he just went on some other stuff, you know what I mean? Like, that might have been the best I've seen DNA this year.
I mean, DNA trying to get back after. DNA is definitely really trying to get back after the whole.
He had a horrible
K-Shine
year, man.
Yeah, but
he had a horrible year and a half.
What you mean year and a
half? When's the last time he won?
Ooh. It might have been. It might have been Ness.
That's horrible.
Damn.
That's horrible.
Now I gotta look at timelines because it might have been less when he got with Ness.
Yeah, that might be it.
And that was Summer Madness too.
Yeah, so
did he battle at Summer Madness 3?
Nah. Remember they booed him off the stage when he tried to spit that freestyle. He tried to spit that freestyle hook. He tried to spit a freestyle dissing all the people that he had on, that they had on Summer Madness, and they booed him off the stage.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
No, matter of fact, no. Wait. I think he won with Sharon.
I say that's up in the air. That was a good battle, though. I get that song.
That
was
a
good
battle.
Especially on short
notice. So, you already gave him credit for that, so.
Yeah.
Other than the Sharon battle, yeah, it's kind of been a bad year for him.
All right, so, yeah, we still got Shay Star on the line. We need to get through these drinks, man.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so you saying, so. I say 2-1 DNA. I say 2-1 DNA. You say what?
2-1 DNA.
All right. All right. Now this battle talk is over. I had to get it.
Hold on. I gotta give a quick shout out. I got to get a quick shout-out. Shout-out to the Queen of the Ring. Shout-out to the Rep the Brand page. Shout-out to Dell, April, everybody holding it down over there, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Bonnie. She got a battle with Duchess coming up in January. You know what I mean? We going to rock out there and support Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Swave. Who's Swave killing? Oh, he killing at Rosenberg Raw. Shout-out to T-Moneybags. You know what I'm saying? T-Moneybags, he facing Big Cannon, which is going to be crazy. So, yeah, man, shout-out to them, man. So that's that.
Yeah, the show is definitely going to be at that battle. So, yeah, we definitely going to be there. We're going to bring you all those interviews and everything. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, definitely. But back to Shay. Be all happy I sounded when I said that. Thank you. You know what? I got to practice. I think every time I say Shay name, I'm gonna do that. So back to Shay.
That's
Shay. They have her own drop.
I love it.
That's crazy.
I really love it.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you rocking out with us for this show. You know what I mean? I know time frames and all that stuff is real busy.
Yeah.
Especially on the Friday night, you know what I mean? There's so much going on.
Like you said,
I wasn't doing nothing. I was just hanging out with, you know, 5-time world champ. I wasn't really doing too much. Just getting some footage of the weigh-in of the big fight tomorrow that y'all better tune in on Showtime tomorrow night. I'm just saying.
What's going on tomorrow?
Zab Judah will be fighting tomorrow night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, of course. I'm actually in Brooklyn now because I was out here running around with them today getting some footage and some behind-the-scenes stuff. So, of course, be looking for that very soon on ShayStar.com and ShayStar TV. And, yeah, you guys tune into the fight tomorrow. It's his first fight in a long time, defending his title. So it should be pretty big. Like I said, Showtime is covering it. And it's going to be pretty amazing. So you guys tune in to the main event.
Definitely. I don't know, man. I got a bone to pick with Zab, man. Last time I put money on him, he messed it up by fighting. he got the scrapping in the ring. I can't even remember who he was going against. He messed my money up.
It was Floyd Mayweather.
Was it? Yeah. All right. Yeah. It was Floyd Pop or something. Yeah. I didn't know my money got messed up. I was like, this guy. But, yeah, I'm going to definitely tune into that. And matter of fact, it's crazy because...
It wasn't his fault. I'm team Judah all day. It wasn't his fault.
I can't even remember what really happened, so I can't debate you with that. I can't even remember that. I was repping for him during that fight. I wanted him to win. I did. I betted on him.
He did win. But, you know, when you ask other people's opinions, you know, they got to be able to show, but don't get me into all of that. Just make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. It's going to be a show you don't want to miss.
Definitely going to be tuned in. Shout out to Zab. Actually, we was at his gym. That's where Queen of the Ring films their events at. Out there in Brooklyn, they filming at his gym that he trained at. So shout out to him.
Yep. You already know.
Let everybody know where they can find you at and everything, how to contact you for events, promos, all that, radio play, all that, everything that you do.
Oh, man, you know, I live on Twitter, so y'all can definitely hit me up on Twitter at @IamShayStar. Of course, follow the team, the radio, and everything else that ShayStar Radio, at ShayStar TV, at Team ShayStar, and at ShayStar.com. For all artists and entrepreneurs who would like to be featured on Shay Star Radio. Send us an email with a bio. If you're an artist, send me with MP3s and a couple of pictures. And the email address for that is shaystarradio@gmail.com. And anybody who's interested in advertising, being featured, or writing for shaystar.com, hit us up at info@shaystar.com. And one of my staff will definitely get back to you within 48 hours. Make sure y'all subscribe to all my shit, man. YouTube channel is youtube.com/IamShayStar. I can't accept anybody else on Facebook, but ShayStar.com and ShayStar Radio and ShayStar, the personality, definitely has fan pages so you guys can like those and we can connect that way. But everything is basically I Am Shay Star. Hit me up. I definitely, you know, show love. Instagram, I Am Shay Star. And, you know, holler at your girl. Turn up.
Definitely. I need them follow backs, too. I'm just saying. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I got you. If you follow me, I'll follow you back.
I got mine. You set me up.
I got mine.
Like, hold up. David, I've been following you since you cussed me out some years ago.
Oh, shit. Well, I got you tonight. Specialrequest.com. You got it.
All right, that's what it is, man. Y'all know who it is. This is your boy, Yo Flame. Y'all can follow me on Twitter, @TheRealOFlame, Instagram, @TheRealOFlame, OFlame fan page on Facebook, youtube.com/OFlame, Shadow E Media, we got the camera work. I need music videos. I don't care. You got a family reunion, kids' birthday party. We do photo, photography. You know what I mean? Videography. We do all that, man. Just holler at us. We got the work. Quick turnaround time and all that. So look me up @TheRealOFlame, and that's what it
we
is.
We would love
man.
To put you in the portfolio, too, Shay. Just on that.
Hey, man. You know I'm always looking to work. Y'all can come out and. Do what y'all do, you know, on behalf of y'all for ShayStar.com. Like, it'll just turn up.
That's what it
Wait,
is.
We
oh,
got
yeah.
the show time.
Everybody that's listening in the area, tomorrow we'll be at Rue Villa out in Philly between 3 and 5 o'clock. We'll be out there with DJ No Frills. So come out there and chop it up with us. Be blasting a new single off. You know what I mean? Get y'all feedback and we turn to Philly up tomorrow.
Yeah, we invade in Philly tomorrow, baby. Yes. Y'all know me. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware. Come and rock with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. And y'all know my part in words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day because you never know you're gonna be when you're going to be gone. You can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation. SoundCloud, Uber and Skype. Only females if you bout that life. That's Crush the Catalyst. CRUSH. CRUSH. Y'all know what it is. Whew. I'm really getting good at this.
This
guy. Yo, I got a kind of funny story about my tagline. It was actually kind of crazy, but matter of fact, I'm gonna just tell the people very quick. Like, I got a hit up about my tagline. Like, damn, you really talk fast and. From a girl, so think about talking fast.
All right, man. I'm just saying.
Like I'm so happy because hey, I love being loved. That's all I say. I love being loved. Definitely.
Imagine when I used to rap like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You know what? Why you always gotta do that? Nobody wanna hear about you.
I said used to.
Nobody cares, Blaine.
I ain't about that life no more. You can have that. I ain't even mad at that.
Like I said, shout out to Genza Shay and everything for blessing us with her presence.
Definitely.
I hope we definitely can do work together. music, photo shoots, everything. I hope we can really get that popping. Music, you know what it is.
Yeah, we blasting Shay Star's single that she recorded when she was 7 next week.
Oh,
yeah.
And you know what? We about to put Shay Star's whole catalog on here. So yeah, you can find all her stuff. You can definitely find all her stuff on that piff and everything. Well, you can find a couple of it. She might got a couple under wraps that nobody know about. She probably does. She definitely does. She definitely got like two albums that nobody know about. But we ain't gonna say nothing. I'm very sure about that. I'm very sure about that. She on some Pac Titan. She got like seven albums that nobody know about. Yeah,
she probably got a song with Pac.
If Pac was still living, trust and believe, we'd be on the island somewhere sipping margaritas and talking shit.
She got a song with Pac. I'm telling you, she do. She got a song with Pac with Bill Clinton doing the intro.
I just want my song with Shay. I just want my song with Shay. I can retire happy if I got a song with Shay. Like, I can retire. I don't care how far I go, I can retire happy knowing I got that song done. But I'm just saying, y'all can find Shay all.
I'll keep it in the mental notes just for you. How about that?
All right.
That means she'll have her people call your people. I guess that'd be me. She'll have her people call me. Yeah, we'll see. But yeah,
but
shout out to all the listeners. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's been supporting us holding us down. Shadow ENT, Gorilla Flame, Christian Catalyst, Team Shay Star, I Am Shay Star. Well, she is Shay Star, but follow her at I Am Shay Star. You know what I mean? Hold us down. Support Delaware 302.
Uh-huh. And y'all know how we close out the show. Y'all know how we close out the show every week. It's about that time. It's definitely about that time. It's definitely about time for us to shoot this video too, Flame.
Oh, man. It's a hurricane out this motherfucker. What the fuck is that?
That's that bullshit. That's that bullshit. Every time we talk about this video, some drastic happened. Whatever. Anyway, Crush the Catalyst featuring Old Flame. It's time. Till next week. Remember, I told y'all I'm not saying till next week no more because I really don't know what I'm going to be doing next week. But until I see y'all, see y'all.
My way, take my shit back like OJ, OJ. Be calm, don't respond, cause this boy is worse than Vietnam with that napalm. Okay, I'm back in the building, feeling so comfortable, cause you new rap gets the snacks, Lunchables, and I need a big meal, cause I'm a big deal. You think you come to us? Get real, I've been a trending topic, you know, like a Twitter blast, and since Nick the Blow, I've been showing my ass. Debauchery.